Seabreak.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love... Maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that!
Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
You enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
Confusing.
I'm sorry, but no, not Don Quaid.
Let's see who gets it.
That is not an impersonation of Kunkel. That's Mushmouth in a different sketch.
Why do you think Kunkel sounds like Mushmouth?
I don't think that. I wish they'd recut that promo.
All right, Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates, and we give you the right as the P1 to vote on these candidates. Candidate number one from the Dunham & Miller Morning Show, when Gordon Keith... Often nominated for Emmys and E-Breaks.
Two very prestigious awards.
And we were going through the biggest show coming to town on Tuesday, and the name Julio Iglesias came up, and Gordo thought everyone would get a VeggieTales joke.
300 million copies of albums and singles and whatnots. He's in the top 10 best-selling music artists ever.
Look at the sad tomato.
What?
Oh, sorry.
What's the sad tomato?
It's a VeggieTales reference.
What are VeggieTales?
It's kind of what
silly,
I thought it was, but I wasn't so sure.
Silly songs of Larry.
Yeah.
It's an underrated CD. Yeah.
To kids show.
Huh. You ever heard that cheeseburger song, Rich?
Hey, the cheeseburger song's not bad.
That's greatness.
What about the Sabu song?
The Sabu, the song of the Sabu.
Sorry, we'll talk about that later.
All right, let's vote.
See, that's greatness. There's nothing wrong with that. That wasn't an e-break. That was informative and educational.
We had no idea what you're talking about.
Now, that's the children's entertainment CD, VeggieTales and Show. Now, I also have an adult DVD called VeggieTales. Completely different thing.
Late entry winner.
Don't stop the music. That is a clarification.
We can listen to this next week.
8 o'clock Friday?
Next week.
No, that is a clarification. It's not an e-break.
I have a question.
Yes.
How did Julio Iglesias remind you of VeggieTales?
Same song, same music there in the background, except VeggieTales did it, and it's the Dance of the Cucumber.
Oh, okay.
In which
the
Bob
of
the Tomato is translating the Spanish that Larry is saying.
Okay. I mean, I kind of knew where he was going with that Tuesday. I just decided not to support him.
Good.
Interesting choice.
That's the way to play, Rich. All right, candidate number two is one Michael Reiner, who I'm starting to get worried about Rhines. I was with him for a little bit yesterday, and he's just getting older, and he's making random noises more and more. And this is Ryan's making yet another funny noise that stopped down the hard line.
Community Quick Hits will be at 6:10. We'll have the exit strategy at 6:30. Burn. Take two.
Well, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Burn.
Burp. Is that burp?
Burp. I don't know what it was.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Such an old man moment.
Burn.
I picture his jowls going back and forth, you know.
I don't have jowls.
Why did he say Vern?
I don't know. He didn't have a reason
for
it.
Is it a Jim Varney reference? Is it a Lundquist?
Let's hear that again.
Vern.
I don't know. That was a weird moment, though, for Rhines. And this was another disturbing moment for Norm, who is candidate number three. We were having a talk with him during crosstalk, and he let out another crocodile burp.
Penniless, apparently, and hair, gray hair down to his shoulders.
He was panty-less?
Penniless.
Oh, my gosh. Norm, you okay?
Oh, gross.
Was that live?
Yes. Norman's throat demon. That was wow.
What's going on here?
It's like micing up a croc. It really is. You okay, Norm?
Good. Lord.
Yeah. This is a good morning.
He is high off his ass. He is high.
Yes.
He smoked out.
Norm is bringing back the 70s
this morning.
Started
this morning with your segment on...
He's so stoned. He can't even talk.
Animals and...
Wasn't that awkward? The blue Man, he was kind of baked that morning, wasn't he?
He was slurring his words.
Yeah. You got that isolated, Jer?
Gross. Oh.
Well, he comes in here, and he probably just downed a pound of potato salad and sausage, which is what he'll eat for breakfast.
You're a flawed guy.
So we've got two bodily noise,
yes.
Throat
burp
thing.
We've got the incredible joke series, VeggieTales joke series for Gordo. Noise-making Norm or noise-making Rhines at 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Craig Miller making sweet love to Harold Taft.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not a candidate.
No.
Not that that didn't happen, but it's not a candidate.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, Gordon. I was one of the first engineers at the ticket, and I want to hear Butt Breath Theater.
Oh, my gosh.
Never.
Yeah, can we play that sometime?
No, I don't think that's airable.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Huh?
What'd you say?
I don't know what he said.
Didn't get it.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'm raising my lighter up for the nut-scratching goodness of Gordon Keith.
Thank you,
okay,
sir.
There's a Gordo vote.
Courage, courage, courage.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, where
is my hairbrush? Oh, where is my hairbrush?
More VeggieTales.
Yeah.
Style.
Yeah.
Where
is my hairbrush?
Boy, this doesn't sound like a show that's making kids crazy
oh,
at all.
Oh, not at all.
VeggieTales.
And it's a cucumber wondering where his hairbrush is.
That's right. Hmm.
That's cool.
The lead character's a cucumber.
Yeah, what's up?
I'd like to vote.
Yeah, go ahead.
Come to think of the lead character.
For, Gordon Steaming Cucumber.
Yeah, it's okay. By the way, a cucumber also starred in VeggieTales, but...
Stop
just,
it.
Just completely different.
It didn't work the first
none
time.
None of us are
just,
laughing at that.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, America's favorite radio station. Go ahead.
Yes, what a vote for Escuchinatamate.
Yes, there's another guy who knows it. Thank
okay.
you. Courage.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Davy Lane's biological merits for giving away such a sweet young boy.
Oh, hey, Stoma Man.
Hi, Gordo.
Hi, it's Stoma Guy, the guy who gave Dave Lane a hug in eighth grade in a gap.
Who do you vote for, Stoma Man?
Betsy Dale.
Oh, thank you, Stoma
Man. Ladies and
gentlemen,
we have a winner.
So Stoma Man and Davey go way back.
Dave Lane was with one of his buddies, and they were hanging out at the mall in, like, eighth grade, and they were, like, in a gap or some store, and there was a guy in a wheelchair who had a stoma, and it was close to Christmas time, and the guy asked him if he could just hug him.
Why would he ask for that?
Just for Christmas time. Just wanted to hug somebody.
And he chose
and Dave.
Creepy.
Yeah, and Dave.
Creepy.
Dave hugged him. And we talked about it on the rant one day. And ever since then, here it is 10 years later. And this
Stoma Man still
Stoma
called.
Guy still calls in every once in a while and says the same thing every time. He just thinks that Davy Lane's biological parents committed the greatest crime in the world by giving away such a beautiful boy.
Gosh.
This is so creepy.
Well, let's not let Stoma Man take away from the fact that Gordo has won another emergency break in a week.
And I dedicate this to the creators of VeggieTales.
Yeah, they sound like real genius.
300 million copies of albums and singles and whatnots. He's in the top 10 best-selling music artists ever.
Look at the sad tomato.
What?
Oh, sorry.
What's the sad tomato?
It's a VeggieTales reference.
What are VeggieTales?
It's kind of what
silly,
I thought it was, but I wasn't so sure.
Silly Songs of Larry.
Yeah.
It's an underrated CD.
To kids show.
Huh. You ever heard that cheeseburger song, Rich?
Hey, the cheeseburger song's not bad.
That's greatness.
What about the Sabu song?
The Sabu, the song of the Sabu.
Sorry, we'll talk about that later.
All right, let's vote. What's your Cruella de Vil moment there? What's your Cruella de Vil moment?
I'm going to play cheeseburger song for you at some point.
You think
maybe
it's a funny song?
Maybe at 8:40 today, and yes, you will see that it is VeggieTales are funny, this, particularly the silly songs with Larry.
George, I think you would laugh at VeggieTales.
How about the pirates who don't do anything?
I drove by it once and didn't do much for me.
There's some funny moments to it.
You know, the show itself sometimes has religious overtones.
Sometimes. But that's what the whole basis of it is.
Yeah. But the silly songs with Larry are very, very funny.
Okay.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Take your word for it. How many is that for the great Gordo?
Well, how is it that Gordo hadn't won since February 13th? He won 3 of the first 6 e-breaks this year and hadn't won since.
I don't know.
He's now only 1 behind Norm for 2nd place overall.
Eric emails, I would like to protest your e-break nomination. I can guarantee that many of the P1s got it.
Fake
it's your
email.
Questionable
many
coworkers
fake
who deserve an many? E-break.
I don't
Thanks.
Think so.
And it's a real email.
That's a fake email.
It is not, I'm reading it.
I saw
right
you
from
typing it.
Whatever.
809 here on Sports Radio 1310. The